今天是我们这次教会安排一个主题，叫做圣洁的教会的圣洁的第三节。
So tonight will be the third session on our theme of the holiness of the church.
所以今天晚上要跟大家来思考的题目。
So the topic that we'll share on tonight.
对当前世俗性思潮的圣洁态度。
Our holy attitude for current secular sexual ideology, ideological trend.
题目很长啊，很简单，就是针对现在世界上各种奇奇怪怪的性观念，我们该怎么样去思考。
So, it's a very long title, but it is very simple in its content. We will talk about the different kinds of sexual things in this world.
大家有听过四个字母叫做 LGBT 吗？
So have we heard of the four letters LGBT?
哦，所以我长辈都没听过啊，那就糟糕了，因为年轻人一定都听过。
So the more elderly may not have heard this, but the younger people will have heard this already.
这四个英文字母是四个英文单字的字首的组合。
So these four letters, they represent four words in the English, in English.
L 叫做 lesbian, 听过吗？
So L stands for lesbian.
女同性恋啊。
So lesbians.
G 是 gay, 是男同性恋啊。
And G stands for gay.
B 是 bisexual, 就是他男生女生都爱都可以发生性关系的。
B stands for bisexual, which means that they are able to love both man and woman.
那 T 呢是 transgender, 跨性别者，什么意思知道吗？
And T stands for transgender, do you know what this means?
就是你看他是男生，他说我是女的。
So you look at them, you see them as a boy, but they say that they are a girl.
他打从心里认为我是女的，甚至还会来后来啊，还会去变性，把她自己变成女的啊。
And so in their heart, they feel that they are a woman, and they may even change their body in the future.
有可能啊，你看她是女的，她说我是男的，后来去装人工的 penis 啊。
And so you may see someone who is a woman, but they say that they identify as a male, and they have surgery to have a penis.
这个叫做 transgender, 叫做跨性别者。
So these are transgenders.
好了，刚才小弟提到的各种性倾向和性别认同的名词。
So I've just mentioned a few different sexuality and orientations and what people identify as.
但是在我们圣经里面呢，我们通常只用弟兄们来代替所有的弟兄姐妹，对不对？
But in the Bible, usually we use the word reverend to refer to the brothers and sisters.
也在圣经里面一样啊，好像没有提到这么多种的性行为，只用男同性恋来称呼这么多不同的性取向。
And within the Bible, we see that there is not so many terms to describe the different things, but there is only the word homosexuality.
神赐给我们每一个人有不同的性别。
God has given to us a different sexuality.
通常我们认知就是我是男的还是女的。
So we are either male or female.
神也借着这所造的一男一女来立定他们之间的伦理关系跟生活关系，就是性关系。
And so God has created male and female, and they have different lives.
所以以下我们就不用 LGBT 了，我们把它称为多元性观念者。
So we will not use the word LGBT, but we'll say these
多元性的，你们能提供一个名词给他吗？好的，那你就叫 LGBT 好了啊。
Sexually diverse.
好，那我们现在了解圣经里面神对于这些多元性观念的看法是什么。
So let's have a look at the Bible to see what how God views these sexually diverse people.
我们先一起来看旧约圣经利未记18章。
Let's first look at the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 18.
的22节。
Verse 22.
利未记18章22节。
Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22.
不可与男人苟合，像与女人一样，这本是可憎恶的。麻烦你。
Verse 22, you shall not lie with male as with a woman, it is an abomination.
好，我们继续看29节跟30节。
Verse 29 and 30.
无论什么人行了其中可憎的一件事，必从民中剪除。所以你们要守我所吩咐的，免得你们随从那些可憎的恶俗。就是在你们以先的人所常行的，以致玷污了自己。我是耶和华你们的神。
Verse 29, for whoever commits any of these abominations, the persons who commit them shall be cut off from among their people. 30. Therefore, you shall keep my ordinance, so that you do not commit any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you do not defile yourselves by them. I am the Lord your God.
小弟为什么先念22节接着念29 30节呢？
Why did I read verse 22 first before verse 29 and 30?
因为29 30节你就看书啊，神对这一件事情，包括这一件事的某些事是憎恶至极。
So you can, we can see that, the Lord views these as abominations.
不管你自己喜不喜欢啊，讨不讨厌啊，跟我们的感受无关，而是神非常憎恶，神很憎恶。
It does not matter how we feel about it, whether we like it or not, whether we hate it or not, but when God views it, he views it as an abomination.
憎恶到什么程度呢？所以利未记的这五六章啊，就浓缩成我们在圣餐里最后会念的那一节，使徒行传十五章二十八节的几个字啦。
So these few chapters, they are summarized in the verse that we read at the end of Holy Communion.
还记得吗？每次圣餐礼之后，传道都会念一次的《使徒行传》十五章二八二九节啊。
Acts chapter 15, verse 28 to 29.
不可以犯奸淫啊。
That you shall commit no sexual immorality.
这些凡是一男一女在夫妻之内的性行为之外的所有性行为，全部都是不可以的。
That any sexual activity outside of the marriage is not permitted.
啊，那刚才我们才看为，所以神多憎恶呢？只要犯了、啊，再也没有赎罪的祭，叫做从民中剪除。
So it is such an abomination to the Lord that if you commit this, you will be cut off from your people. There will be no sacrifice.
很严重啊，在今天，这个就是新约圣经所说的致死的罪。So, 一次啊，你的灵魂就死了，虽然你肉体还活着。
This is the sin unto death that is mentioned in the New Testament. That although you are still living in the flesh, but your spirit has died already.
然后那我们再看回22节。
Let's return to verse 22.
这里说不可与男人苟合，这个苟合什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to lie with another man?
这个苟合不是像我们现在所想的，好像是没有婚姻关系就做的性行为啊。
So it is not merely sexual activity outside of the marriage.
我们现在有时候会解释这个苟合说啊，因为你们还没结婚发生的性行为。
So sometimes we may explain saying that you have had sexual activity before you have been married.
所以苟合那个苟，我们会用华文来想，就是随随便便。
So in the Chinese, it can be translated as being very casual.
可是在这一个经节里面，那个苟合啊，是正式的性关系，不分婚前婚后啊。
But in this verse, in this context, it does not matter whether it is before or after marriage.
那什么叫性关系呢？先奉主耶稣圣名，我就讲啦。
So what is our sexual action in the name of the Lord Jesus?
我发觉有些我们年轻人不懂啊，出去被骗呐、啊，被骗。
I find that the youths in the church they do not know and they go out in the society and deceive.
所以我现在要是不讲清楚的话，将来你们犯的罪，这个流血的罪都归到我的头上。
So if I do not explain it clearly, then when you go out and this blood will of yours will be on my head.
性关系包括这里的小朋友，你要听清楚了，包括口交、肛交、乳交、手交。还有性交这五种啊。
So sexual activity can include oral sex, anal sex, breast sex, and
还有什么手交
and hand jobs.
还有正式的性器交合
and also penetrative sex.
我不是开玩笑在讲这件事情的，我希望在座从老到少每一个都要记清楚，因为我看过好几个例子被骗都不知道他跟人家发生性关系。
So whether we are young or old, we need to listen to this carefully because I've seen many people who have gone out and they have been deceived.
刚才讲的那些是什么意思呢？好了，小朋友，反正就是用刚才讲的那些东西去碰触你敏感的性器官或性征的部位啊。
So to make use of any of those parts of the body to make contact with your sexual organs.
所以在这里，利未记十八章二十二节，只要是同性之间啊，男跟男、女跟女发生的这个，神憎恶至极。
So whether it is between a male and a male, or female and a female, or male and a female, it is an abomination to the Lord.
不是每一个罪都一样的哦，很多罪是可以献上赎罪祭的哦。
So not every sin is the same. There are many sins that you can offer up a sacrifice.
但是在这几章里面，包括乱伦这件事。
But within these verses includes sexual morality.
一次就好，神绝对不会给你第二次机会，他把你干掉啊，干掉懂吗？我用这么粗俗的字啊。
So you will not have a second chance if you do such a thing.
好了。那我们继续来看，哎，你就说这是旧约经文呢、啊？我们现在是新约时期耶。
So you may say this scriptures from the Old Testament, but today we're in the New Testament.
我告诉你，我们的神从来没有变过，没有换总统的啊。
But I tell you that our God has not changed. We do not change him like a president.
我们请来看新约圣经罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章二十六节、二十七节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
二十六节，因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。二十七节，男人也是如此，气的女人顺性的用处欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受这妄为当得的报应。
Verse 26, for this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even the woman exchanged the natural use of what is against nature. 27. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due.
好了，这里说顺性的用处，在26节、27节都提到了两次，什么叫顺性呢？
So what does it mean against nature?
它的原文叫做Physicos， 它什么意思？有的人把它翻译成 nature 天性，其实不是那么准确。
So some people may translate it as natural use, but this is not as accurate as it could be.
其实你把所有的经文拿出来再去归纳，它指的是神一开始造我们所赐给我们的性质，应该这样去理解啊。
So we should understand it as
神一开始造我们，赐给我们的性别跟性质。
When God created us, our sexuality that He gave to us.
所以我想大家再稍微看这两节就知道了，有很多人把它变乱了。
So when we look at these verses, we will see that many people have messed these up.
你在性行为里面，这指的就是性行为。你应该是男性，你却去扮演女性。
So you are a male, but you will make yourself to be a female.
你应该身为男性，你还应该找女性，你就去找男性，就是这样子啦。
And as a male, you should be seeking out a female, but you go out to seek a male.
当然相反的，对于女性来说也是一样的问题。
And it is also the same problem if you flip it around from the female perspective.
大家看到那个利未记，刚才18章22节，有没有注到经文里面神说的？很早以前就很多人这样做啦。
So did we notice in the passage in Leviticus that God had mentioned that the people before you did so?
所以这个多元性观念
，So the sexually diverse
绝对不是最近几十年的事，绝对不是。
It is most definitely not a recent concept.
从有人类以来啊，利未记十八章告诉你，自有人类历史开始就有这种变乱的行为。
In Leviticus chapter 18, it tells us that from when there was people or humans, there was already these kind of actions.
刚才27节最后说，妄为应得的报应指的是什么呢？
So what is the penalty of the error which was due?
我们请看后面的32节。
Let's look at verse 32.
他们虽然知道神判定行这样的事，神 行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Verse 32, who knowing the righteous judgment of God that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
这个当死的原文叫做 thanatos, 其实就是指灵魂的死啊。
So those deserving of death here refers to those spiritually dead.
所以你做了这种事情，你依然可能会健康，你依然可能长寿，你依然可能心理健全，但是你在神面前，你的灵就死啦。
So although you might, if you do such a thing, although you may live healthily in this world and you be healthy in your body, but in the eyes of God, you are spiritually dead.
不止如此，我们再来看后面的哥林多前书第六章。
Not only so, but let's also look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
请看哥林多前书六章的第九节跟第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9 and 10。
第九节，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做娈童的、青蓝色的。十节，偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。阿门。
Verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God.
大家注意到这九节里面有三个名词跟分词啊，就是奸淫的指的是什么呢？
So what does it mean to be a fornicator?
就是指啊，我刚才讲过一夫一妻一男一女之间进正常性关系以外的所有性关系。
So any sexual activity or relations outside of the natural sexual activities within a marriage.
那这个做娈童的是什么意思呢？可能现在我们很多法律也不允许啦，也很难看得到啦。
So perhaps we may not see some of this around because the law may also forbid it.
这个在2000年前的罗马帝国啊，有一部分是宗教上的，有一方面是生活上发生的。
In those times, some of these happened in their lives.
所以在某些宗教里面呢、啊，它允许成人去跟未成年的男童发生性关系，他们认为这样可以接近他们的偶像跟神明啊。
But within their religion at the time, they believed that a fully grown man was able to approach an immature boy to have relationships, and that would draw them closer to their religion.
那第二种是圣经背景查考，另外一种生活上啊，假如我在生活上是当你的师父，师父就是不管要传授什么专门技艺啦，哈。
And also in another context, if you were a teacher to someone.
当时罗马人跟希腊人有个正，他们认为是正常的观念，好像我们现在认为，就是你未成年的学徒啊，可以让我师父跟你发生性关系，为我做性服务，这样理解吗
？So, the Roman and Greek ideas were that if you were a teacher to someone, that you were able to help yourselves to sexual relations.
他们当时认为正常啊，不用现在法律把它规定为正常啊。2000年前就认为正常了。
So 2000 years ago, this was very normal for them.
这在神的眼中啊，这叫娈童，这不行。
So this is not allowed in the eyes of God.
那青蓝色的呢，包括男同性恋、女同性恋这一类了。
So homosexuals can refer to both female and males.
我解释的这么清楚啊，也是解释给我们当中的 teenage， 因为在座的爸爸妈妈你们不知道啊，他们在外面常常谈这一类的话题。
So I'm explaining very explicitly, especially for the teenagers, because the parents may not realize, but this is what they're exposed to outside.
好啦，这里告诉我们都不能承受神的国，就是进不了天国嘞。
So here it tells us that these people will not inherit the kingdom of God. They cannot enter in.
那我现在要继续来讲啦，当中我们有人就会想啦，说刚才讲的这些 LGBT。很多好像是天生就这样子的，有没有听说这种讲法
？And so have we heard in relation to LGBT that some people say that they were born or this is natural for them？
对啊，这个我们都已经教会都研究过了。我跟各位报告，天生认为是同性恋或跨性别的，有三种主要的理论呐、啊。
And so
也有论文呐、啊。
The church has already researched this, and there are three main reasons for people who think that they are naturally born transgender or homosexual.
辛苦翻译哦，因为这些都是专业名词啊。有一种就是认为你大脑里面某个区域啊，叫 INAH3 那个部分受影响啦、啊，所以你才会变成这个样子。
So the first reason would be that there is some abnormalities in your brain that causes this.
这个我们可以讲一两个小时，我们就不讲那么多了。第二个理论是什么呢？针对这些同性恋双胞胎做过的一个论文跟调查。
And the second theory is that they have researched twins or that are homosexual.
他在研究说，为什么有些双胞胎，只要有些是同性恋，几乎双胞胎都会同性恋，是不是有天生遗传的关系啊？所以他们认为这跟天生遗传有关系。
So they researched into why when one of the twins turns out homosexual, that the other will likely also be the same, and they researched the relationship.
好，那另外第三类的理论是认为说，诶，可能有一种基因啊，人类的基因里面就有一部分的染色体 chromosome 是跟同性恋有关系的。
And the third theory is that while some of the chromosomes in our body are related to homosexuality.
可是我告诉大家，这些研究哈、都不是定论。
But I tell you that these researchers they are not.
可是几十年来却被很多同性恋的这些团体一直拿出来，认为这是科学的证据。你们再去查，我之所以告诉你们，就是你们查，这个都不是定论。
But I tell you these so you can go research it for yourselves. But although they're brought out as evidence, but they are not. They have no grounding.
所以另外也有一些宗教人士跟心理学家，他们认为所谓的同性恋跟性别错乱是因为后天的。是心理性的，是社会性的所影响造成的。
And there are the people who say that their homosexuality and transgender is also caused by the environment or society.
他小时候是不是被他父亲严重家暴啊？所以他后来变成同性恋呢、啊？ 我举例啊。So
for example, perhaps they were subject to much domestic violence when they were young at home, so they turned out to be homosexual.
他小时候是不是因为父母观念不正确啦？他经历了什么，所以他现在变成这样子啦
？Or was it because when they were young, their parents did not have the correct ideals, and the upbringing they turned out in this way?
我跟各位哈，这些我们可以讲两三个小时，台湾都有请专家来讲过。我们不讲了，我们现在继续往下讲。
So in Taiwan, we've had seminars by experts on these topics for 2-3 hours, but we will not continue.
我们信耶稣的，如果说这个跟遗传无关，这个跟生理无关。
If as Christians we say this is not related to inherited genes or our life.
我们说这是因为你成长背景跟你家庭因素所造成的。
If we say that it is caused by your family background or your upbringing.
那一定有很多 LGBT 的朋友不接受，你们明白吧？
So there will be many of our friends who are LGBT who will not accept what you say.
甚至有些同性恋的朋友啊，第一次到教会来，他听到我们说这个你要改变，他很生气。
For a homosexual that comes to a church and they hear this, that they have to change, they will not be happy.
来，你们听听有没有道理？因为他说，我一出生就这样子，我一有感觉，我就认为我是同性恋者，是神把我造成这样，生成这样子的。
And so they will say that as soon as I was born, as soon as I had a feeling, I was homosexual, so God made me this way.
神既然把我造成这样子，神不负责任，还要定我有罪啊？有这种神吗
？If God has made me in this way and He does not help me to change, but He condemns me, then is there a God as like this？
你们想有没有道理
？So do we think this is logical？
我觉得有道理耶。
So I feel this explanation is logical。
对呀、啊，如果你生出来就是这样子，那神要负责啊，怎么还要你改呢
？If you are born in this way, then God should have responsibility, and why should He ask you to change？
所以今天晚上小弟呀、啊，要特别抛弃一般。基督教的立场认为这是后天造成心理造成的我就要认定你你一生出来就是这样子是你爸爸妈妈遗传造成的我接下来跟你们一起思考这件事
So tonight we'll continue to discuss on this
因为他们说我生出来就这样子啦所以这是神要我成为这样子的我就要爱神把我生成这样的自己
They say that God has made me in this way and so I need to love myself in the way that God has made me
请大家继续想，遗传跟基因一定是神造成的吗
？So if we think about this, is something that is inherited or things relating to the genes created by God?
我们请来看旧约圣经诗篇五十一篇
，It's referred to Psalm 51,
第五节
，verse 5.
诗篇五十一篇第五节
，Psalm 51, verse 5.
我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
Verse 5, Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me.
这是大卫的反省诗啊。
This is a psalm of David.
也是我们常常用来佐证我们为什么为婴儿洗礼的其中一个经节之一。
It is also one of the main verses that we will use to justify why we were baptized into.
确实啊，我们在母亲的怀中肚子里就有了罪了。
Surely while we are in our mother's womb, we already have sin.
所以大家知道啊，我创一个名词不是故意对圣经不敬啊。我们不只有肉体的基因啊，我们还有。灵性的 DNA 跟基因啊
So I say that not only do we have our physical or fleshly genes, but we also have DNA and genes in our spirit.
本来神造亚当跟夏娃的时候，亚当夏娃没有罪，那个属灵的 DNA 是完美的。
Adam and Eve, they were created by God, and their spiritual DNA was perfect.
可是因为人性的软弱。
But because of the weaknesses of the
给魔鬼留地步被诱惑啦
They left the foothold for the devil.
就像经文里面讲的，罪从一人入了世界。
Just like the Bible tells us that sin entered into the world through one man.
从此，我们属灵的 DNA 就潜入了一段 fragment. 这个 fragment 就是造成我们今天罪性的原因呐。
And so this fragment has been passed down, and it is the cause of our sin.
就好像你知道吗？今天你的 DNA 拿去用放射线给你照，会变异的，会癌化。
It's like our physical DNA. If we go look at it under a microscope, we will see that it will change.
魔鬼几万年前就是用那种可怕的东西，叫做属灵的放射线，把人类基因变成有罪啦。
And so many thousands of years ago, the devil already tried to attack this spiritual DNA to change it.
可是我们大家再想想，所以因为我在妈妈的肚子里有罪，我出来有罪就是神喜欢的，就应当爱这样的自己吗？你们认为呢？
And so what do we think? Do we say that because we have sinned since our mother's womb, this is the way that God created us and he will love us in this way?
我相信你们都有智慧。
So I'm sure we all have wisdom.
有很多啊，我们一出生就有的东西，我们是永远都几乎不能接受。你说是不是？
There are certain things that we will have since our birth that we will not be able to accept. Is this true or not?
小弟为什么讲这个？
So why do I say this?
因为今天在世界上已经不把我刚才说的同性恋当成是一种 disease 了。
Because in today's society, the world no longer treats homosexuality as.
你们有听过 APA 吗？
So have we heard of APA?
叫做美国精神医学会啊。
So the American,
American Psychology Association, 对不对？这个组织啊，在1973年的时候，就把我们刚才讲的那一些同性恋所有的东西除病化啦。
And so in 1973, the APA had already, labeled these as a medical condition.
对，在他们的精神疾病诊断统计手册里面叫做 DSM 啊， 1973年就把它当成这是正常的，它不是一种病。
So in 1973 they recorded into their manual that this was not a kind of medical condition.
所以大家发觉我们这个世界、哦、不管文明多进步，科学医学多进步，一定会渐渐走向惹神愤怒充满的那一天，就是这样子哦，一直来了。
So we can see in society, no matter how wise or how advanced we become, we will walk towards our destruction.
所以你现在说这是 LGBT 不正常啊，他们会说你歧视，把你送到法院去。可是还好，我们叫宗教场所讲啊、哦。这是宗教自由啊。
If you say to the LGBT that they are not normal, they will take you to court, but luckily we have freedom of speech in our religion.
还有我讲的我负责啊，被关的只有我，你们放心好了。
And since I'm the one speaking, I will be the one who will take responsibility.
对，叫做除病化，一旦除病化之后，只有一种趋势，什么趋势？
So once it has been normalized, then there is only one way forward.
当大家不把它当成病啊，也就是不会有更多的文献跟研究。
So they will, since it is not an illness, they will no longer be more, further research.
药厂机构也不会投入更多的金钱去研究，因为没有任何 profit 可言。
And the pharmaceuticals will not invest any more money into resolving this because they have no profit.
所以这一类的研究几乎完全停顿啊，你们知道吗？很多搞科学的。
And so, from science, this, has, stopped.
因为同性恋、跨性别，这叫做正常。
Because to be homosexual or transgender is now labeled as normal.
因为这是天生遗传的嘛，正常啊。
Because this is passed down or inherited, so it is normal.
可是我刚刚讲过，天生遗传的跟神赐的，这完全是两码子事，一定要分开。
So I mentioned before that something that is inherited and also something that God has given to you, this is two separate matters.
你们大家想想，有多少天生遗传的东西，我们用尽一切心力要去改变它。以下举例。
So we can consider that how many things there are that are inherited that we will use all of our effort and energy to get rid of.
你们有听过苯丙酮尿症吗？不能用代糖，可乐喝可乐要小心啊！这个叫做phenylketonuria。
So,
没听过那算了，好了，那第二个，你们有听过 sickle cell disease 吗
？So have we heard of sickle cell disease?
这个叫做镰刀型贫血症。
So, sickle cell.
好，那你们没听过？再听一个，thalassemia， 听过吗
？So, have you heard of thalassemia？
啊，这个叫做地中海型贫血。好，家族性高胆固醇血症。我不是在教你们医学啊，你们可以抄下来再去查、啊。
So I'm not trying to teach you medical terms.
就不管你吃多素再怎么样啊，你体内胆固醇合成有问题，你就是高胆固醇，很容易心脏病死掉了呀。
So no matter how lightly you eat, you still have a high cholesterol, and you will be more likely to have a heart attack and die.
好，那另外一种叫做什么 ？Achondroplasia。就是一生出来那个小孩子就站不起来了，全身软骨病，软骨发育不全啊。
You may be born with soft bones and your bones never fully mature and develop.
你们可能又听过 G6PD deficiency， 听过吗
？Or have we heard of G6P deficiency？
G6PD 缺乏症，我们叫做蚕豆症啊。
So it's a deficiency.
好了，还有一种一生出来的孩子叫做 Down syndrome，
听过吗？ Have you heard of Down syndrome？
我不要再讲下去了，我可以讲几十个。我们现在不是在医学院呢、啊、
，So I can give
many 这些全部叫做什么？你知道吗
？So what are these all called？
你们知道吗？
Do you
叫做遗传性疾病。
So these are inherited diseases。
好了，我们想回原点呢、啊，因为是一出生我就这样子，是神要我这样子的，我就要爱我这样的自己，有这种道理啊。
So can we say that because I was born this way, this is the way that God made me, and I have to love myself in this way?
那所以这些状态，你都不会放进祷告，想要改变，你都不期待恩典跟神迹。
And so, would you not put these matters into prayer or these diseases and hope for miracles?
我相信在座诸位神所爱的，你们懂啦，渐渐懂啦，有没有
？So I'm sure that we will.
这个跟到底是不是遗传的，一点关系都没有啊！就算是又怎么样
？It has no relation to whether or not it is inherited, and if it does, then so what?
我们多想去改变这些一生出来的状况，连圣经都是。我们来看三个地方就好了。
We will try to change these things that we are born with, and
我看我们不要看呐、啊，我把。经节给你们，我们下面很多看不完呐、
啊。So I will tell you, give you the Bible verses. You can look it up yourself.
还记得约翰福音第九章有那个生来就瞎眼的吗
？So in John chapter 9 there was the man who was born blind.
他有没有希望能够看见
？So did he hope to receive sight?
没有，你要告诉他这样不对呀、啊。你生出来就这样，是神要你这样子，你要爱瞎眼的自己呀、啊。
Well, do you tell him that no, you are born this way. This is how God made you. You have to love yourself as a blind man.
没有啊，约翰福音第九章那个生来瞎眼的。他看不见啊，主耶稣一摸他就看见了，不是在改变他生来就有的状况吗
？So when Jesus touched him and he received sight, is this not changing the way that in which he was born?
使徒行传第三章，另外有一个生出来就怎么样的呢
？In Acts chapter 3, there was another person who was born in a certain way.
生出来就瘸腿的。
There was a person who was born lame.
那个原文里面啊，不叫做生出来。新约希腊文说，他在他妈妈的肚子里就已经瘸腿了。
And so in the original text, it says that from his mother's womb he was already lame.
还记得他在圣殿的美门口
，He was at the
遇到了彼得
，Gate beautiful, and he met Peter.
金和银我都没有
，Gold and silver I do not have.
我给你什么
？But what I do have.
他站起来了
，He stood up.
哎，不对呀、啊。啊、你这遗传的你不就保持这个原样这就是原来的你神就爱你这样子那干嘛还叫他站起来啊吃饱没事干啊
So if this was the way that he was born and God loved him in this way then why did he tell him to stand up
使徒行传14章第8节另外一个生来瘸腿的还记得吗
In Acts chapter 14 verse 18 there was another who was born as lame
在路斯德城那里两个使徒去他也站起来了
And they were, when the apostles went he also stood up
我们看看圣经里面有多说，有多少在母亲的肚子里就已经决定了这种无法改变的状态。
We can see so many examples in the Bible of people who had unchangeable circumstances from their mother's womb.
可是这不是神原本造人的原本形态，大家知道吗
？But we must know that this was not the original way that God created us.
所以。不管他们已经多习惯了，他们期待神的恩典回到人来人原来应该有的状态。
So no matter how they've gotten used to it, they still have hope that they will return back to normal.
我们现在来看，来看旧约，诗篇五十一篇第十节。
Let's refer to Psalm 51 verse 10.
刚才所翻的诗篇五十一篇第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
神啊求你为我造清洁的心使我里面重新有正直的灵我记得有一首诗歌也是用这一个经节啊
So I remember that there is a hymn that also makes use of this verse
大家看到吗这第十节是摆在五十一篇第五节之后的有很大的关系啊
So we can see that there is verse 10 it is placed after verse 5 in Psalm 51
大卫知道我在母亲的肚子里有这种罪性的遗传
David knew that from his mother's womb he had this iniquity and sin.
甚至靠着我人的意志力跟我人的修为都很难去克服。
And it is very hard for him by his own willpower and strength to be able to overcome.
所以才会有使徒保罗的感叹，大家还记得吧
？And so we remember what Apostle Paul said.
我愿意做的却做不出来。
That what I wish to do I cannot do.
我不愿意做的我却一直做出来。使徒也有这么大的困扰啊，跟同性恋者一样的困扰啊。
And what I do not wish to do.I keep doing, and this is what an apostle also experienced, similar to homosexuals.
我相信我们也有，小弟也常常有这样的感慨啊。 啊。
So I'm sure we all have, and myself included, we have these experiences.
所以我们才会做出第十节这样的祷告跟呼求，不是吗？
And that's why we will pray in this way, as in verse 10.
这是对神最深层的呼求。
This is a deep cry to the Lord.
求你为我造一颗清洁的心，而不是用我自己的修为，不是用我自己的能力。
Create me a clean heart, not by my own strength or my own ways.
使我里面重新有又正又直的灵。这个正跟直，在希伯来原文指的都在神面前的正跟直啊。
And renew a steadfast spirit within me, so this is righteous and good before God.
所以，既然这样子，我们知道这个是跟非啦。
So since we know what is good and bad.
那今天我们教会如何来看待这些 LGBT 的朋友们呢
？So as the church, how should we view our friends who may be LGBT?
请注意，我称呼他们朋友们，不是称呼假的、啊。
So I call them friends, and this is not said lightly.
第一个，对已经信的同龄，如果你知道他有 LGBT 的倾向。
So firstly, for any believers,
我们分三点来讲。
So for believers that we know they have LGBT tendencies or actions.
就是他从小已经接受洗礼了，后来在长大的过程当中发觉我可能有这种同性或跨性别的倾向，怎么办呢
？So while they were young, they have been baptized into the church, but as they grew up, they feel they are starting to have LGBT tendencies.
第一个，我们来看新约圣经约翰一书五章十六节。
Let's look at First John chapter 5 verse 16.
约翰一书五章十六节
First John chapter 5 verse 16
人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。有至于死的罪，我不说当为这罪祈求。好，请
Verse 16, if anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that.
好了，这是第一种状况。
So this is the first.
为什么读这个？你发觉行为有至于死的罪跟还不至于死的罪。
So you can see that there is sin that leads to death and sin not leading to death.
所以如果我从小就已经洗礼，在真耶稣教会洗礼过。我已经真的跟人家发生过同性性行为的话，已经有性行为，那是已经犯了至于死的罪啦。
So if we have been baptized since our youth, but as we grew up, we have already had homosexual relationships, then we have already.
我现在大家清楚哦，一个是已经有行为，一个只是有强烈的倾向，还没有发生行为。你现在先要把它分开。
So let me first be clear that there are two circumstances. Firstly, if you have tendencies but have not acted on it, but secondly, you have already acted on it.
可是发生至于死的罪要怎么办呢？来，接下来这一节更重要。
So what should you do if you have sinned unto death? What the next verse?
我们继续看，刚才一样是诗篇五十一篇的十七节。
So Psalm 51 verse 17.
旧约圣经诗篇五十一篇的十七节。
And Psalm 51 verse 17.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你不轻看，必不轻看。
Verse 17, the sacrifices of God are broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise.
各位，你发觉诗篇五十一篇呐、啊，大卫作诗的背景是什么？他犯死罪。
So what is the background to Psalm 51? David had committed a sin unto death.
有些人就这样想呢、啊，哎，大卫犯死罪还是神喜欢的啊，一样做王啊，一样有王国队。你这样想，只想一半，你死定了。
And so some people may think to themselves that David also sinned unto death, but he was still the king and he still lived a good life.
所以你看，第一个大卫在第五节忏悔自己的罪，第十节希望神重新造他，第十七节他在讲什么呢？我要有忧伤痛悔的心。
And so in verse 5, he confesses that he has iniquity and sin. In verse 10, he asks God to create in him a clean heart. And in verse 17, he talks about being of having a broken and contrite heart and spirit.
各位，那个已经有具体行为犯死罪的同龄，你也要把这一节给他。
So the brothers and sisters who have already put these tendencies into action, we need to remember this verse.
你既然有这种行为啦，你就不要想一直侍奉将功赎罪。
And so,
我们的宗教不是这样子的。
Since we have already had these actions, we should not think to ourselves that we are able to serve and to work off these sins.
你既然有这种行为啦，像希伯来书第六章所说的，你也不要 一直想被按手想领圣餐不可以没有重新懊悔的机会了
And like it says in Hebrews chapter 6 if we have already committed the sin unto death then we should not hope to be able to receive the Holy Communion to receive laving our hands
但是我劝你依然要回到教会要安静低调的聚会跟崇拜
But I encourage you that you must return to church and to be able, to discreetly attend services and to worship God.
为什么？因为你跟我一样还要面对末日的审判啊。
Why is this? Because you are the same as I. We will have to face judgment in the end day.
大卫犯了死罪之后他活到70岁断气之前你知道他有多痛苦吗
After David committed his sin, he lived until the age of 70 and do we know how
你们不是大卫你们不知道大卫有多痛苦啊他一辈子剩下的时间都是忧伤痛悔啊
We are not David, so we do not know how much suffering he underwent with a broken and contrite heart
而且神啊还要他付出很重的代价
And God also asked him to repay a price
神说刀剑永不离你家
God told him that the sword shall never depart from your household.
这不是在死后发生的。
It was not in his time.
当他活着的时候，他亲眼看到自己的亲生儿子杀亲生儿子，亲生儿子强奸自己的亲生女儿。
So when he was still alive, he saw his own son murder his own son and his own son rape his own daughter.
神是轻慢不得的。神是轻慢不得的。
God is not mocked.
你们谁愿意家中发生这种事吗？刀剑永不离你的 family。
So do you wish for any of this to happen to any of your?
所以你认为大卫没有事吗
？So do you feel that David had nothing go wrong？
你知道他是怀着什么样的心情咽下最后一口气的
？Do we know what kind of heart and attitude that he had at his last breath？
所以今天神已经很怜悯那一些很多犯死罪的人呐、啊。
So God today is already very merciful to those who have sinned.
你这一辈子要求什么呢？你要到神面前来，要有永永远远忧伤痛悔的心呐、啊，不要再想其他的事了。
So do not think about anything else other than to come before God with a broken and contrite heart.
因为主耶稣说罪还有分轻重时间关系我们不翻啦
Because God has also mentioned that there is different levels of sin
即使你犯了死罪啊将来啊到底怎么样还是主耶稣在主持的审判啊 so, 你要悔改啊
It is still Jesus who will judge in the end so we need to repent
对于以信的同龄只有性倾向却还没有具体行为的这是第二点
And the second point is for believers who have not put it into action but have these tendencies or thoughts.
那我们该怎么办呢
What should we do?
我们请看《使徒行传》八章二十一节到二十三节。
So, okay, Acts chapter 8, verse 21 to 23.
新约圣经《使徒行传》八章二十一到二十三节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 21 to 23.
你在这道上无份无关，因为在神面前你的心不正。你当懊悔你这罪恶，祈求主，或者你心里的意念可得赦免。我看出你正在苦胆之中，被罪恶捆绑。Amen.
Verse 21, you have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. 22, repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. 23, for I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity.
这三节在讲什么？这个。可以来勉励那一些已经察觉到我的性倾向完全不对位无能为力却还没有具体行为的人
And so these three verses can be an encouragement to those who feel that they have these tendencies but they have yet to act on them
有没有这里在讲什么在讲你的心不正你心里面的意念不对对不对
So here it tells us that your heart is not right in the sight of God
那这个正是什么呢希腊文叫做 euthus就是一样是神眼中看为对的啦
So the right mentioned here is in the sight of God
你心里面的这个性倾向你认为永远改不过的东西不是神原来看成对的所以要做这三节该做的事啊就在这里啊
These thoughts and things in your mind are not what God sees as right so you must do what these three verses tell us
我们要多谅解
So we need to understand.
要多关心他们
and we should show care and concern to them.
要支持他们，避免他们产生这种行为
and we need to support them and to prevent them from having these thoughts.
我们要多引导，多陪伴，多带导
We need to encourage them and to join them in prayer.
要求神赐给他恩典跟心智
We need to ask God to give them the resolution and also our grace.
或者他这一辈子 真的比别人苦，像约伯一样，或许啊。
Lest they live this life even more pitiful and greater suffering than Job.
或许他必须一辈子背着这个十字架，或许主也改变他，我们都不知道。
So perhaps God may change them, or perhaps they will carry this cross for the rest of their lives. We do not know.
但是既然你已经是我们弟兄姐妹，又发现自己内心有这种倾向，弟兄啊，我愿意陪伴你，跟你一起来面对度过。
So since they are already brothers and sisters, we should be able to tell them that we will join them and support them.
好啦，那第三点呢？如果不是我们的信徒，可能是慕道朋友或周边的朋友、同事，你发觉他们是 LGBT 呢，怎么办呢
？So what should we do if they are not our brethren, but they might be our friends or our colleagues?
那我劝大家，你就把他当成一般的慕道友来看，不要去排斥他，更不可以去 bullying 他。
So we should not despise them or to judge them, but we should treat them as every other truth seeker.
因为他现在身上的罪啊，不管有没有行为，都跟我们原来的罪一样重而已啊。
Because the sin that they have, whether or not they have put into action, that is the same as us.
你以为同性的罪更重吗？刚才不是讲了吗？连贪婪的、醉酒的，这些都不能承受神的国。
So do we feel that homosexuals have a greater sin? But we read in the verse before that even drunkards and the greedy, covetous will not inherit the kingdom.
我们在还没接受洗礼，我赖昌义。在29岁还没接受洗礼之前啊，我犯的罪跟同性恋者一样重啊。
So for me myself, before I was baptized, the sin that I had committed was the same as those that are homosexual.
因为我内心骄傲、贪婪、无知、亵渎神。
Because in my heart I was proud and I was greedy and I also blasphemed against God.
你以为我洗礼之后马上就变成 perfect man 啊？
And do you think that after my baptism, I immediately became a perfect man?
没有啊，到现在我还是跟保罗一样啊，常常希望圣灵帮助，让我做出愿意做的事，不要去做出不愿意做的事啊。
It is not so, but even up to today, I'm like Apostle Paul that I ask God to help me to do what I wish to do and not to do what I should not do.
我们一辈子，所以活得更长啊，不一定更好啊。
所以
我们一辈子都在跟天空属灵掌权的，在跟罪恶征战啊。
To live a longer life does not mean a better life because we are constantly at war with the spirits.
所以那些还没有信的，如果是 LGBT 倾向的话，你更要把它带到神的面前来。
So for those who are yet to believe if they are LGBT, then we even more so should bring them before God.
现在世界上医学上把它当成正常的。对，那是医学上、社会学上的认定，在我们神的眼前，那不是正常的，好像生来瘸腿跟瞎眼的一样啊。
In society and also from a perspective of science, they are considered normal now, but not so according to the Bible. They are like this lame and the blind.
有一个经节是我们该对这些朋友们的态度。
There is a verse that is how we should treat these people.
我们一起来看犹大书23节。
Let's look at Jude verse 23.
这个新约圣经倒数第二卷哈，犹大书23节
，Jude 23。
有些人你们要从火中抢出来搭救他们，有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶。情欲沾染的衣服，那个衣服是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean by the garment defiled by the flesh？
已经解经就是启示录，就是行为啊。
So it is talking about their actions。
你该厌恶的是那种已经发生行为的行为，可是他内心那个，他觉得是本性是软弱。你要去怜悯，你要去抢救，这样知道吧
？So for their heart, we need to pull them out of the fire and to save them, but we need to hate their actions, their garment.
但是小心我们自己不要被影响了。
We need to be careful we ourselves are not affected.
我发觉有时候我们的观念不正确啊，为了同情跟怜悯那个对象，你变成啊抱怨神呐、啊。对神不满意啦，这样不可以哦。
I find that at times when we try to help the other person or to sympathize with them, we may end up complaining or murmuring.
甚至不是抱怨神对神不满意，而是抱怨教会爱心不够，教会作为不够，教会哪里不足，这样不可以啊，要小心，不要被影响啦。
We need to be careful that we are not affected to the point that we think that the church is not doing enough or the church is doing it wrong.
但是无论是哪一种
，But no matter which type.
若他后来愿意归向主，有心要接受洗礼。
If in the end they have the heart to follow the Lord and they want to be,
他知道这是不对的，有愿意背起这个十字架，我不知道能不能克服到底。我愿主帮助我。那个时候我们该怎么样呢
？So what should we do when they have decided that they feel that it is incorrect, but they will are willing to ask God to guide them and to help?
那要给他有永远背十字架的觉悟。
So we need to let them know that they have this responsibility of bearing the cross.
不要像有些人呐、啊，啊，这个既然这样，赶快找一个异性结婚，或许就解决了。不要这样子啊，很危险， so, 有时候很惨呐、啊。
You need to be careful not to be so quick to encourage them to quickly find someone to marry, and that all will be good because it may not be the case.
要正视这一种我们内心存在的罪性，但是不要想用某一个。东西就马上解决它，这是不切实际的。
So it is not realistic to try to overcome this sin immediately.
为什么呢？我们来看马太福音十九章第十节，主耶稣这么说。
So look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 10, what Jesus said.
马太福音十九章十节到十二节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 10 to 12.
门徒对耶稣说：“人和妻子既是这样，倒不如不娶。”耶稣说，这话不是人都能领受的，唯独赐给谁，谁呢才能领受。因为有生来是阉人，也有被人阉的，并有为天国的缘故自阉的，这话谁能领受就可以领受。
Verse 9, and I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. 10, as the disciples said to him, if such is the case of the man with his wife, it is better not to marry.
这里大家看到阉人这两个字，英文怎么写，原文怎么写，好，大概就是有些人就指的太监啊。
Verse 12 mentions about the eunuchs.
但是其实啊，现在用太监不能完全解释，让小弟来解释。
But we cannot explain it fully by the word eunuch, so I will describe it more.
这个阉人应该指现在所说的没有生育能力。
So, eunuchs here should refer to people here today who are unable to give birth.
这个没有生育能力，不是说有性能力而无法生育，大概不是指这个。
So it is probably not talking about those who are able to have sex but are unable to have babies.
可能有些人天生生殖器官受损或缺损，一生出来就没有生殖器官的。
So some people from their birth,
这个你们医学上都知道了。
So from their birth, they may not have their sexual organs.
有些人有性征生殖器官，可是他却没有办法进行性行为的。
Or there are some people who they may have sexual organs but they are unable to perform the act.
有些人甚至是可能天生内分泌系统出问题啦，他连性欲都没有的。
Well, there are some people who they have issues and they may be infertile.
反正我们现在医学能解释那些没有办法自然进行生育能力的，我们大概就可以把它看为这里所说的阉人啦。那主耶稣在讲什么呢？
So for those who are unable to naturally give birth, we can refer to them as the eunuchs mentioned here.
人类中外历史上的阉人啊，他们的性欲很强啊。
So for eunuchs, usually their sexual drive is very strong.
那个两千年前有一个教会的教父叫做 Oregon， 你们自己 Google 百度就知道了。他为了侍奉耶稣，也把自己给阉掉了。
So there was once a person by the name of Oregon that, for the sake of serving the Lord, he also castrated himself.
不是，我们更常听到的都是在那个皇帝啊 ，Emperor 跟 King 旁边的，有没有
？The more often when we see eunuchs, we will think about those who are with the emperors.
你以为他把这些东西给处理掉了，就没有性欲吗？没有啊。那些人的性欲更强，而且变态啊，有些人还娶好几百个太太啊。
So do you think that by castrating someone, they will also remove their sexual drive? That is not so.
我讲得很白了，但是总比都不讲出去让人家污染好了。
So it is better for me to be more explicit than for us to go out and to be deceived.
所以主耶稣在讲的阉人绝对不是只有那个生理上的而已。
So when Jesus was talking about these eunuchs, it was not only those with the palaces.
这个重点其实是在十二节最后。
So the main point is in the end of verse 12.
这话谁能领受，谁能接纳，谁才能一直接纳？所以不是每个人都有办法承受没有婚姻的状态。
So he who is able to accept it, let him accept it. So not everyone is able to be in a circumstance without marriage.
所以那些 LGBT 的倾向很严重的，如果神安排的时候没有到，如果他真的没办法克服的话，或许不进入婚姻比较好，但是这个我们也没办法真的来决定啊。
For those with LGBT tendencies, if God has not allowed them to change, then they may not be better off marrying.
但是无论如何，我们知道他们很辛苦，我们要接纳陪伴。 希望他能背得起十字架。
But no matter what the case is, we know that it is very difficult for them, so we need to support them and to support them in carrying the cross.
所以今天外面有很多性观念的态度啊，都跟我们刚才讲的完全不一样，没发觉。
So have we noticed that in society there are many ideas or ideologies about sex?
这是正常，这是正常的。
And they will say that it is normal.
不可以歧视。
And you cannot despise.
不可以说他们这样要改。
Cannot discriminate or say
you need to change. 你这样犯法。
This is illegal.
你们知道吗？这个就是我们前两天翻的《启示录》里面那个龙的口水啊。
So this is the water that the serpent has spewed out, the part that we mentioned in the week.
那个是在《启示录》十二章十五节到十六节，我们不再翻啦。
So it is recorded in Revelation.
龙的口水就是现在整个社会一般认为的 common sense， 就是那个思考跟 thoughts， 就是这些东西啊。
So the water that is spewed out by the serpent is the thoughts and these ideologies in this world and society today.
最后我想跟大家再看一段经文，因为我们时间到了，再来思考这件事。
So because of time is up, I'd like to share one last verse with us to consider.
我们来看约翰福音八章三节到十一节。
John chapter 8 verse 3 to 11.
约翰福音第八章三到十一节。
John chapter 8 verse 3 to 11.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中。第四节，就对耶稣说：“夫子，这妇人是正行淫的时候被拿的。”第五节，摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把他怎么样呢？第六节，他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰用指头在地上画字。第七节，他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说：“你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。”第八节，于是又弯着腰要用指头在地上画字。第九节，他们听见这话，就从老到少一个一个都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。第十节，耶稣就直起腰来对他说：“妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？”十一节，他说：“主啊，没有。”耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。”阿们。有人说啊，所以行淫也没关系，耶稣也赦罪。
Some people say that it's okay to commit adultery because Jesus also forgave it.
有人说犯奸淫，耶稣是爱，他有权能可以赦免。
Some people say that when you perform sexual immorality, Jesus is love and he has the power to forgive.
如果连奸淫都可以，那 LGBT 更没有关系咯。
So if sexual immorality is okay, then LGBT is even more so okay.
各位看到耶稣在这里强调一个主题，我们时间很少，我要讲很快啦。第一个。拿不拿石头是什么意思啊？
So what does it mean whether or not you pick up the stone?
今天我们可能手中都会拿着这一颗石头。
Perhaps each and every one of us has a stone in our hand.
这一颗石头指的是各种霸凌的方式。
And the stone can represent all kinds of bullying.
或者啊，非常冷漠的态度。
Or to be very cold towards someone.
因为我不知道怎么处理，因为我讨厌他，讨厌这种倾向，所以我远离他。离他很远，很冷漠。
Because I do not know how to deal with it, or I hate it so much, so I will distance myself from them.
甚至去耻笑他，对他说很难听的批评的话，恶言啊。
Or perhaps out of ill intent, you speak very harshly towards them or about them.
或者去论断他这个人，你这样做，你一定下地狱。诶，他有行为吗？他洗礼了吗？他只有倾向，你凭什么说他这样下地狱呢？大家懂吧？
Or you start to judge them and you say that with these, you will go to hell and we do not know whether or not they've committed the action or not.
记得耶稣说的，你们认为自己不为人知的那一面真的都不需要被石头丢吗？你就拿起你的石头来吧。
So we need to remember what Jesus said, that he without sin can be the first to throw the stone.
我们应该学的是什么？
So what should we learn from this?
耶稣手上没有石头。
Jesus did not have a stone in his hand.
然后他还做一件事情，他两三次直起腰来。直起腰来要做什么？要说话。
And so what did he do when he stooped down?
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们也应当直起我们属灵的腰来啊，要说话。
So we also need to stand up and to speak.
无论是面对那些攻击者，
whether it is towards those who are attacking.
我们不要去攻击那些 LGBT 的人，不用攻击啊。
We do not need to attack those who are of the LGBT.
可是今天连小弟站在这里，这一篇讲章如果传出去，也有很多他们的人会攻击我，攻击我们教会。
But even for myself, if this sermon was to go out into this world, then they will come after me and the church.
或者是对我们恶言恶语批评的人。
or they may judge or to say things about us.
我认为他们是误解啦，他们是疑惑啦，我怜悯他们。
I feel that they are ignorant or they are misled by this.
我们心中应当求神的帮助。
So in our hearts, we need to ask for the help of Jesus.
然后请大家用诚恳、正直、温柔的态度。
And to use an attitude of truth and warmth.
直起你们的腰来。跟他们说明
to raise yourself up and to explain to them.
说明说我们不排斥你们
We do not exclude you.
我们不定罪你们
We do not condemn you.
我们希望你们回到神原本创造的美好状态
But we hope that you will return to the perfect way that God created humans.
我们这样希望
So this is what we hope for.
可是你知道吗？他们常常觉得我们是在把他们做分类。
But often they will feel that we are trying to categorize them.
其实啊，他们觉得现在的社会越来越包容，越来越多元才是对的，却把我们依照圣经没有办法接受多元，他们自己先把我们分类啦。
And so, in this world and society, everyone is about inclusion and they're excluding us as religion.
我在讲的是各位亲爱弟兄姐妹，不要怕别人的批评跟攻击。
So we should not be afraid of other people, what they'll say about us or their attacks.
也不要怕别人在说你是歧视他们，我们没有的。
Or we do not need to fear that they accuse us of excluding them because we are not.
就好像我们说说谎是神面前的罪，我们说这句话是在歧视说谎的人吗？
Just as we mentioned that people who speak lies, they are sinners before God.
有什么好歧视的呢？
So, what, is there anything?
我们只知道回到神希望我们要的那个美好的状态就好啦。
We only hope for us to return to the perfect image that God created us in.
所以最后我们来读这一节就做结束了。
So this verse will, well, this passage.
我们请看新约圣经彼得前书三章十五节。
Let's look at First Peter.
彼得前书三章十五节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
十五节
Verse 15.
只要心里尊主基督为圣有人问你们心中盼望的缘由就要常做准备以温柔敬畏的心回答个人
Verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear
大家要记起来这就是我们面对现在这个社会以及所有一切 LGBT 他们的态度
So we must remember this verse and this is the attitude in which we should face society and also the LGBT community
让他们找不到话柄来攻击我们
So that they do not have anything to say against us or attack us
让他们在跟我们的对话当中能意识到什么是神的存在以及神原来设定的样子是什么
So that when they converse with us, they are able to come to understand what is the image that God created us in.
更重要的是神的恩典跟神的能力。
And more importantly about the grace and the strength
因为要改变性倾向确实很难很难。
Because indeed it is very hard for us to change our sexual orientation.
就好像我们要去面对我们内心的罪性跟软弱各位你不觉得很难吗
It is like when we are trying to face or change our weaknesses, do we not feel it is very hard?
我看你们没人点头啊那你们都比小弟坚强我觉得好难啊。
So I do not see anyone nodding their heads, but I feel it is extremely hard.
可是我只相信一句话我相信你们也相信的。
And I believe one phrase and I believe that you also believe it.
在人事不能在神凡事都能对不对
For nothing is impossible with God.
所以希望今天晚上这个分享面对这些人不容易我们不要去攻击他们
This sharing from tonight we know that it is not easy to face them but we do not attack
面对这种事不简单但是我们绝不放弃
It is not easy to deal with these issues but we do not give up
面对现在的这个时候我们不紧张但是也不要疏忽
We should not be too scared of the situation but we should not be taken too lightly either
因为你们都是主耶稣最爱的圣洁的儿女
Because you are all sons and daughters of Jesus whom he loves
让我们见证到这里一起来唱诗
Now sharing ends here